At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Thank you, Luke Sloan, Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, Kang Behind the Glass, Kenny Answering Phones. If you want to keep talking about this, YouTube TV Fox impasse. Could get to, if you have YouTube TV, all the Fox product could be turned off on tonight. I think it's 5 o'clock is the deadline, which means no Big Ten Network tomorrow for 3 Big Ten games. Well, there's one of us on FS1, but that would be gone. No Michigan State game on Friday. It's an FS1 game.
No Deportes.
No Ohio State. Is there Fox Deportes?
See.
There is. I didn't know that.
Fox Business, Fox News, Fox Soccer Plus, Fox Soul. I didn't know it was a Fox Soul.
Really?
FS1, FS1 4K, FS2, Fox Weather. Yikes.
Yep.
A lot going on. Fix it.
Tigers game Saturday's on Fox. Ohio State, Texas is on Fox. It's going to be a problem. I feel bad for people. It doesn't affect us. We don't have YouTube TV, but I feel bad for people that do because we went through the whole ridiculous Comcast. FanDuel was a Bally's back then. I don't remember what it was, but the Tigers were off our TVs for a couple months last year. It was sucked. Anyway, so today is a day that rosters can sort of get finalized. Brad is up to something, isn't he? When you go down, when you have to get down to 53, but you go down to 50, that makes you go, things that make you go, and that is one of them. So who is Brad after? Feels like it would probably be a veteran player and not a player that would be a waiver claim. But waiver claims actually are announced at this hour. The leagues, teams around the league get to see who they got off of waivers. The Lions have the 28th priority, which means if any one of 27 teams ahead of them, like the bad ones, like, you know, Cleveland and Tennessee and Chicago, if they put in a waiver claim on a player, they don't even see the Lions. They go to the team, the worst team from a year ago that put a waiver claim in on them. So you have to get that player through 27 other teams, unless you're a vested veteran, which is a move that they made already. They signed the safety out of Jacksonville. Whose name escapes me right now, but maybe he's the Tim Patrick of safeties.
Daniel Thomas.
Thank you. He's more of a special teams guy, but they cut all the safeties yesterday. They cut everybody yesterday. I mean, they cut everybody. So a few things here. 248-539-9797. What do you think Brad is up to? Two is, out of the players they cut, Jackson Meeks, Dan Skipper, Keith Cooper, Nate Lynn, Isaac Okwu, Ahmed Hassanin, Ian Kennelly, Nick Whiteside, out of all the players they cut, is there somebody you hope, God, I hope they get him back. I hope they just didn't have a spot for him now and they get him back on the practice squad. Practice squads matter. They absolutely matter. 248-539-9797. And then there's the trade of Tim Patrick. If you're just joining us, you didn't hear Tim Patrick, the veteran wide receiver, moved to Jacksonville for a 2026 sixth round pick, which is something else for a player that apparently was going to be a spare part here in Detroit. And what does that mean? It means it kind of validates all the Isaac Tesla hype, doesn't it? I mean, it means a team believes in him.
It should. I think did he pass the eyeball test?
Yeah.
I mean, 100% passed the eyeball test. I don't think there's a Lions fan out there to watch him play and said, you know what, I don't know about him. You got to love what you saw, because everything you saw was great. He didn't drop a pass. He caught all the contested throws for touchdowns, by the way, and he ran past guys. So love what they have there. The fact that this made Tim Patrick expendable speaks volumes as to how highly they think of him. The other part that's kind of low-key interesting about what the Lions did and who they kept and who they didn't keep with the wide receiver room is Lovett.
Yeah.
The other receiver, the one that they drafted late that they decided to hang on to. And Jackson Meeks, who had the great training camp, at least the great preseason with the big numbers, he was cut. Lovett was kept. Now, I suspect that they probably feel that they could sneak him on the practice squad. And we'll find out later this afternoon if that's the case. But I thought that was interesting. That's another receiver they kept.
Detroit Green Bay is on CBS. My name is Moo. Thank you, Moo. You are correct. The first Lions game on Fox is week two against Chicago, right? I have YouTube TV. For me, the backup plan is my over-the-air antenna, so I can tune in to Fox 2 over-the-air. Yeah, well, might see a surge in Amazon over-the-air antenna purchases. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Adam. You're on 97. What a ticket. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Doug and Gator. What's happening?
How are you doing, sir?
Hey, so same kind of deal. I'm south of the border outside of Toledo. I don't know if I can name the cable company, but, you know, they were in a dispute with ESPN and FanDuel. So Friday morning they wake up. You know, there's no ESPN, there's no FanDuel, so there's no Tigers. So they just make you want to go to that ESPN app, you know, $30 a month, all in one.
When did that happen?
This was like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
So Buckeye Broadband, you know, I don't have ESPN. I mean, I don't know if they got it back, but I don't think so. So now, you know, I'm on to Fubo because they have the FanDuel, so I can get the Tigers, and it'll just be a matter of time before – you know, they want to pull something off that and, you know, make you go to another app. Like
so the Fox thing about streaming is there was a time where we discussed, and Gator, you brought it up off the air, and I don't want to steal your thunder or whatever, but we discussed how people wanted more a la carte. Like, I'm paying for cable, yeah, and I got all these stations I never watch. We should have been maybe careful what we wish for.
Well, yeah, kind of, because the thing is that all these streaming services, what they're doing is they're bundling the channels that you want to watch. And there's some repetition with that going from one to the next. And then of course, if you still have cable, you've got what you want, but you know, you want to look elsewhere for the other stuff that they have, because there's unique content. If you get Paramount Plus, there's unique content on Paramount Plus that's pretty desirable. If you look at Apple TV's got some great stuff that you're going to want. And same thing with the other services, but this is careful what you ask for. Because I think initially what people wanted to do was just go ahead and almost like, let me get a menu of all the channels available, mm-hmm, and let me get my mouse and point and click on the channels that I want to keep. And let me, you know, if there's 300 channels to look at, you know, maybe price it by 50 channels, put you in this market. 100 channels gets you, then you have to, you know, up it by another $20 a month or whatever the case is. And then eventually everything is taken care of, but that's not how it works. Because, as you know, if you pay for stuff individually, it becomes more expensive. And now you got all these bundles, which make it seem like it's cheaper, but it really isn't, because as good as the bundle might be, you're still not getting everything you want, and you're not satisfied.
I remember when we decided to go to streaming, and we did briefly, I started paying for all the different services I needed to make up for cable, and I realized, actually, when I'm all said and done, this isn't more cost-effective, and cable's easier to move around. It's just easier to navigate. Yeah, if it were more cost-effective, I'd be cool with the navigation stuff, but it just wasn't. Once I started realizing how many different streaming services I had to pay for.
And some services are easier to maneuver through. Yeah. It's never going to be as easy as cable is, but some are better at it than others.
Let's go to Charles in Southfield. You are next. Hello, Charles.
Hi, good morning. How you doing? Afternoon, how you doing?
What's up?
I'd be cool.
Okay, you got to keep your radio down, Charles.
Nope.
And then we lost him.
There we go.
Didn't go well. Definitely, I will drop YouTube TV. They got rid of MLB Network a few years ago, and this would be a deal breaker. Sucks because they have the best app by far. That's from Chase. Chase, when it comes to navigation, I did find YouTube TV to be the best one to navigate. John writes in, I'll switch from YouTube TV to Hulu Live or Hulu. All sports should move to Netflix, period. That's from an unnamed texter. Not so sure about that. And that's, you're basically saying all leagues have to agree to put all their products with one service. That's not happening. 248-539-9797. Your phone calls and feedback. Any news that breaks here this afternoon regarding waiver claims and our Lions, and it's going to start trickling in. We will. So when they make the waiver claims, Justin Rogers of the Detroit Football Network said, noon, waiver claims awarded. 1 p.m., corresponding moves for teams with claims putting them over 53. So that's something that Kang talked about earlier. Brad Holmes is probably hovering, waiting for other players to get released. And those players will be announced to the teams today at 1. So we'll see if the Lions can pluck. There's something brewing because they opened up 3 roster spots. And again, when there is breaking news on that front, we will pass it along. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, is it time for you to get new garage door for your house or garage doors for your house? It was for me a few years ago, and I called the only people I know you should call, Precision Garage Door Service. They came out to my house, they walked me through the entire process, and they showed me all the options I had to pick through, and there's a ton of options, which makes it great, because you're going to end up picking out the perfect garage doors for your house, like I did. I couldn't be happier about it. In some cases, you can get those new garage doors installed in less than 24 hours because they've got a warehouse that is chock full of garage doors just waiting to be installed by their expert technicians in the field. Give Precision Garage Door Service a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can schedule an appointment online at your convenience at precisiondoormi.com. That's 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or schedule the appointment online at precisiondoormi.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. It's great to be with you here on a Wednesday. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Charles in Southfield. You are next. Hello, Charles.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, Charles.
Good. Thank you very much. Just two quick things. Google owns YouTube and YouTube TV.
Yep.
I've been with them about 3 or 4 years, and these disputes come up about every year or two. They typically get resolved before whatever deadline day they are. But there has been a couple with, you know, the worldwide leader where you had to go 2 or 3 days or maybe a week without it. But typically they do get resolved.
Well, and, I mean, look, this might be a whole much ado about nothing. It just feels like on the brink of football season. If you are negotiating from Fox's standpoint, you've got Google over a bit of a barrel, even though they are, you know, wealthy beyond our wildest dreams.
Yeah.
You've got this incredibly valuable product that people subscribe to your service for, and you're holding it hostage. I mean, from a business perspective, I hate to say it, but it's probably a smart move from a business perspective. But we are the victims.
We are. And it's always at an inappropriate time with the other situations I've seen, but it could go beyond. I'm not predicting. I'm just saying history has shown me that they do get it resolved, even though they're holding us over a barrel, and the timing is very advantageous for the network, and it all works against us. And the last thing, Doug, you're right that gap is closing. It's still a pretty significant gap to switch from a cable to your bouquet of streaming services. That number used to be about $200 a month saving. Now it's about $100, and it depends on which option.
It depends on what you want, yeah. No, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. But I mean, everybody's got to make their own decision how they want to get their media, and, you know, it depends. Hey, I don't need this. I don't want that. I mean, like one guy said, a breaking point for him is, you know, MLB Network. I can survive without MLB Network. I like it, but I can survive without it because I don't need it for a lot of games.
Well, you sure would like to hear that they're at the negotiating table right now.
Yep.
Right? And get this thing done. It drives me nuts because eventually these things always get done. But the fact that they wait to the last second, and I understand that that may be where the biggest bargaining power is and whoever has the leverage, but it bothers me. And, you know, you have the example of the NHL getting their deal done.
God bless the NHL.
Like a year and a half.
Bravo, NHL. Supposed to. Yeah, they had a contract up with the Players Association in a year and a half. They came to an agreement this summer.
They're like, we'll take care of that. You know, remember when baseball had their problem? And they waited till like a couple days before the deadline to start negotiations. It was just infuriating.
And then when they pass the deadline, they stop negotiating.
Right.
And that's the FU. You should be forced to sit in a room together. And if you don't want to talk, you don't have to talk, but you have to sit there for 8 hours a day.
And nothing but bologna and cheese sandwiches to eat in that room until you get it done.
I'd get a deal done quick. Spencer is next. Hi, Spencer.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Hey, so, you know, the last caller made a point. Like, yeah, it's been an every year thing. But in today's society, everything is so political, and there's so many other factors that go into play in today's world that it's crazy. And if they're really going to do this, and it's just going to prolong, I'm not going to wait a week to watch, you know, what I call my pastime is football season. Like, I'm going to go find something else to watch. Like, the only reason why I pay for YouTube TV, the $89 to $100, is only strictly for football.
Yeah.
Period. And I would probably guess 50% of people only have YouTube TV for that reason. So if they don't do this deal and it prolongs a week or 2 weeks or however, YouTube's going to make...
Here's the problem that sucks. Here's the worst part about this, Spencer. Okay. So Fox is holding YouTube TV and Google over a barrel. So basically Fox is saying, pay us more. So what's going to happen? YouTube TV, to make up for the lost revenue, is going to raise the subscription price. And that's going to be, that's going to be passed on to you.
A lot of people aren't going to want to deal with that because, I mean, everyone's living in hard times as it is. Like, we're struggling just to pay the bill right now. You know what I mean? So it's like, make it make sense.
and the other streaming services are going to increase their rates too because they can, and they are.
Well,
I just got a notice the other day about one of them.
If I were another streaming service and I had all the product that YouTube TV has, and I mean, I'm not down that wormhole anymore. I started with streaming and I said, forget this. This is too much for everything we want and it's inconvenient. And I went back to cable. That could change. But if I were another streaming service, I'd be like, hey, we got it all right here, right now. We're not changing our price.
That's not
how we're here for you. We are your safe landing spot.
Love it. That's not how it works. Instead, it's like we're increasing our rates by $5 a month. But hey, the good news is you'll be able to watch the big game this week.
Yeah, well, that's true. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Chris in Canton. You're next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning or good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
All right.
Hey, I had a comment. One of you guys mentioned about the a la carte kind of thing, you know, $50, you get a certain number of channels. Unfortunately, and I've worked in the cable industry before, unfortunately that wouldn't work because if you think about it, a lot of the channels are owned by parent companies. For example, like Discovery is owned by someone else. But anyways, when cable companies purchase the rights to be able to broadcast those channels, each channel, unfortunately, is going to be a different
place. Chris, I know there's plenty of reasons why it doesn't work. I'm just saying, in an ideal world, when we just first brought this up almost 20 years ago on the air, this is what we were talking about, how much we would like to do the a la carte thing. Obviously, it doesn't work that way. That's why they have the bundles. That's why there's Discovery Plus that came out. And, hey, you get Discovery, you get all these other channels. And I totally understand
it,
but that's just where we're at right now, is everything's gotten bundled.
Yeah, I think the right way to do it would be to have each channel, if we're to do an a la carte, each channel would have its own price. So, like, if you wanted to be subscribed to Discovery, then you'd be paying, like, $2 a month. Or if you want, you know, Fox News, that's another.
Right. I mean, that's literally exactly what we were talking about 20 years ago, right?
Which, when you think about it, think how expensive that's going to get.
It would, but
it's like
you would cut off all the excess fat that isn't used in your world.
Right, but it's like going to a fast food place and saying, okay, I'll take the cheeseburger and also like an order of fries and I'll get a large Coke. And like, okay, you want that to be a meal deal? And you're like, no, because I'm paying a la carte.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. If you bundle them, you get them for cheaper.
Yep.
But if you pay them by itself, it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah, I mean, until you sit down, honestly, and then we didn't realize it. We thought, oh, we're going to save a ton of money. And I'm like, oh, we don't get this. Well, I got to subscribe to that. And then start adding up. And then I realized paying damn near the same price and it's way more inconvenient. Forget this.
At least with like Xfinity, you look at it and they'll try to give you the bundles along there. Like, hey, here's the sports package. So you get, you know, FS1, FS2, and ESPN,
right.
The Ocho or whatever.
We're not going to do this stuff all day. I feel like we could, but hopefully YouTube and Fox come to an agreement.
Just get it done.
All right. So the biggest story today is NFL roster maneuvering, and the Lions made a move that I did not see coming, Gator, and that is they traded Tim Patrick, the wide receiver. Tim Patrick was a wave. He was waived at the roster cutdown last year by Denver. The Lions saw a veteran that they could bring in that could help them win. And boy, he really did. He filled the role as that number three guy in their passing attack. Ended up getting targeted 44 times, 33 catches, 394 yards, and three touchdowns. Here's a statement that I'm going to have a degree of certainty about that provided this player stays healthy. I think it's pretty clear that the Detroit Lions figure if we move Isaac Tesla into the number three receiver spot, we think he will have more than 44 targets, 33 receptions for 394 yards and three touchdowns. Now, Tim Patrick is an aging commodity with diminishing returns, one would assume, at his point in his career. Tesla is just starting his career. Tim Patrick turns 32 this year. Tesla costs half the price of Tim Patrick. Neither of them are too terribly expensive.
No, but a third round pick isn't going to cost you that
much. No, but he's a $1.25 million player and or 1.2, and Tim Patrick was a $2.5 million player. So you're paying less. You see a commodity that you drafted. There's if-then statements, and one of the things that happened is if it becomes clear that Tesla is going to move up the food chain, one of the first things I did was I got on my phone, I put $2 down on him to win NFC Offensive Rookie of the Year, just because, is it NFC or NFL? I gotta go look. I think it's NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. He's still a super long shot, but I'm like, okay, they have plans for Isaac Tesla. If they don't get Tesla in the draft, they might have gotten somebody else. But it seems, I mean, Tim Patrick had enough name recognition that a player they claimed off waivers or signed as a free agent, as a vested veteran, they got a six-round pick for him. Now, I don't plan parades around getting six-round picks. That's still getting something out of nothing. This was a day that if you were buying into Isaac Tesla, you've been validated, my friends. You've been validated. I walked outside the studio about an hour ago, and I saw Mike Valeni. I say, hey, what's up? And he goes, it's Tesla time. Let's go.
Come on.
He said that.
He said that.
He said that.
Look at that. Even Mike's fired up.
Yep.
He's getting ready to watch the game in Rico's basement.
Yeah. Those guys can get together and root for the Lions. But at the end of the day, if you were into the Isaac Tesla stuff and you were buying in, guess who else has bought in? The Lions.
Yeah, it's... I can't say that I saw it coming that Tim Patrick was going to be traded.
Yep.
But I can't say that I'm surprised either. I didn't see it coming. I didn't call it. But does it surprise me? It does not surprise me because of how well Tesla performed. And it might be a little bit redundant to have, you know, another big receiver in the room. And this guy is younger, stronger, faster, whatever, you know. And Tim Patrick did a nice job here with the Lions. But expendable. And they got something for him.
Well, I'll say it surprised me. And I'm a fan of Tesla. Drafted him in the ninth round. Everyone laughed at me. Who's laughing now? But it surprised me because I could see Tim Patrick getting phased out. You know, it was obvious when you drafted a receiver in like the same build, the same position as him, that that's your replacement. Eventually. Not right away to start the season. Like, they saw so much from him this, you know, preseason, these joint practices, offseason, training camp, that they're like, we got to find a way to get this guy in the field now. And we don't even need Tim Patrick to even help him along anymore. He's ready. And so they came out of this saying, we're going to move Tim Patrick. They did. They get Tesla on the field more. I just can't believe it happened this fast. I knew that that's the plan. But to happen this fast, the hype is real. That's what it means to me. It's validated.
Well, we await waiver claim news today. Meanwhile, the Lions cut their roster down to 50, opening up three spots. What is Brad cooking up? It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 248-539-9797. Another edition of the Big Old Tub of Pretzels coming up today at 1235 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So, did you ever see the Friday the 13th movies?
I mean, which one are you talking about? Of course I've seen.
Jason Voorhees is the lead.
Spoiler alert. Kidding.
Yes. Yeah. Movies are old. I probably
Jason's the killer in the hockey mask, yeah.
Yeah, and when you kill him, he just comes back.
It's just temporary. Yep. You know, depends on how you kill him.
Yep. But he comes back.
He right? does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Relentless.
He is relentless. Whether it's a lightning strike when somebody digs him up in the graveyard.
Yep.
You know, some sort of voodoo act or whatever the case is.
He just keeps coming back.
He just keeps coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
He's back. The man behind the mask. That was an Alice Cooper song for, I think it was Friday the 13th, part 6.
Well, I bring him up because the Detroit Lions are bringing back Tom Kennedy. I worked really hard for that. It wasn't worth it.
That really, that all that.
That was a long way to go to get to Tom Kennedy. He is back on the practice squad. Dave Burkett is reporting that the Lions have re-signed both center Tristan Colon and wide receiver Tom Kennedy to the practice squad. You don't say. Tom Kennedy. Life, death, taxes, and Tom Kennedy's on the practice squad.
Well, because these are veteran players that they can just sign. Mm-hmm. They don't have to wait to clear waivers, right?
Yep.
So there you go.
Yeah, vested veterans. Well, I don't know about Colon. Or Colon, or whatever. I did in Tom Kennedy's case, yeah. So anyway, that is the first news on the practice squad. Is still don't quite know what's going on with the extra roster spots just yet. But you best believe Brad's got a plan. Brad's up to something.
Best believe.
All right, we ready for the big old tub of pretzels? Yes, no?
I hope so.
Okay, good. Let's go. These are random questions that get sent over by the listeners usually. So if you have any, you want to text them right now at 248-539-9797 for future use. Sometimes we're here to help solve arguments between friends. Others just tricky situations they're in. Others are just weird questions. And we've had some weird ones. So let's go. Kang, you got the tub back there?
Yeah, it's been a while, man. You're right.
I've noticed that some more questions have accumulated.
Oh, yeah. Just kind of multiply on their own.
So Kang draws out a question, opens it up.
Questions are breeding. All right. Is it sock, sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe? Oh, explain.
Love it.
So is it when you're putting on your shoes?
It's one way only. It's sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
You go sock, sock, shoe, shoe?
I go sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
What about right, left?
Right sock, right shoe, left shoe.
Always?
Always. And every morning.
Do you have any idea what sock is going where? Or?
So some socks come with the R and the L on them.
Yeah. Well, I hope you know that one.
I pay no attention to that. That I don't pay attention to.
I've never had a right and left sock.
Yeah, it's a useless.
No, it's not. I mean, if you guys probably haven't bought any Nike Fit Pro socks.
So I have, but it's not a discernible difference to me.
There's padding established for the right and left. So you haven't bought those socks then?
Well, I guess I haven't had ones with padding. They look like they're cut a little different.
Wait a minute, padding?
Yeah, for like the ankle, the bunion, I don't know.
Bunion? I vary a little bit. It's always going to be right and then left. But like this morning, I know, because I remember this, it was just this morning. I went right sock, right shoe untied, left sock, left shoe untied.
Then you tied?
And then I went over, because when I tie my shoes, I also like to stretch. So I like go into the bathroom, put my foot up on the countertop, tie the shoe and stretch the leg. Man,
it's all part of your morning script.
You're going to get there.
It's all part of your morning script. Yeah. We don't make decisions in the morning. You follow the same script every morning and you just do what you, like. I don't tie my shoes for some reason until the first red light. I like the last thing I do before I walk out the door is put my shoes on. I go get in the car. I start to drive. And the first time I hit a red light, I tie my shoes.
That's seriously not that's not safe. That's dangerous.
I'm well aware that it is not the smartest thing I do, but.
And then you put your ring on your shoelace.
That's a whole different story.
It is a whole different story.
So you did sock, shoe is what you did, Gator.
Today I did, but generally I would say probably 80% of the time it's sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Oh, yeah. I'm sock, sock, shoe, shoe all the way. All right. And I do try to use the same, I try to go left, right all the time, but then.
Ooh, left, right.
Yeah.
You are strong. Oh, right,
but I have been known to go right, left.
All right, next.
All right. What else we got here? All right. If aliens requested a meeting with a sole individual to represent the human race, who should we send?
Wow.
It's a big decision.
It is a big decision.
I got my name.
Yeah, you go first then. Go ahead.
Morgan Freeman. Most credible voice. Just hope that he...
Hope what?
I just say, if Morgan Freeman talks, I listen. I love Morgan Freeman's voice.
Wow. I don't know. This is tough because I'm like, anything I'm coming up with, I don't want to be construed as just political. So I don't want to bring that up.
No, this is for the whole human race.
No, I know.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, okay, let's go internationally and think of, who the best is it, the Pope? And I'm like, I don't know, man, because not everybody's Catholic and not everybody
likes the white
same socks. Virtues. Yeah. Right. Not everybody likes the white socks. I would really struggle with this.
Send yourself.
No.
I don't want to worry. What don't you trust with me? You don't think I'm level-headed?
They're going to come away. You know what they're going to do? They're going to go back and they're going to go, everybody down there is a child.
We will dominate this planet.
I don't. I'm trying to think of somebody who is like just middle of the road, but, listens, understands.
How about like Nick Saban? Like, think of somebody that has a great credibility.
Like, they know that? Do you think Saban goes up and goes, you see these rings?
Yeah.
I mean, I've won college football championships.
I think the man has credit. I mean, anybody we choose, you could say that. Like, do you think they're going to care what Morgan Freeman's voice sounds like? I know that
more
I care.
More so than the credibility of a college coaching record.
Well, I think Saban says smart stuff, so I'd have Saban. That's another one. I'll pick two since Gators.
No, I can't think right now. That's a tough question for me.
What a choke.
I really did.
I'm not sending you. You'll choke.
The Vikings have just passed on their draft pick. Jeez.
Hey, who are you sending?
I want to go with The Rock. I think The Rock is a guy who's like, hey, first of all, he's an actor too, so he can act however we need him to act. I think he's likable. He's big. So they're like, all right, these guys aren't a bunch of chumps. Like, they could take care of themselves.
I got one.
All right, here we go. Minnesota with the pick.
Well done. Keanu Reeves. I'm going Keanu Reeves. I remember seeing him on a talk show, and they asked him like this most impossible question. He came up with the greatest response ever. And he's a guy who's very charitable. He's very low key. And also, I think, very intelligent. I like Keanu Reeves. I'm going to go Keanu Reeves.
All right. Let's do one more.
Nick Saban.
I like the way you think there's a correct answer to this.
Oh, there is. It's just to answer it, at least. All right.
It's a rule.
Do you wash your grapes before you eat them?
No. Nope. Doug?
Every single time.
Yeah, I rinse all the time.
Yep. I mean, are we talking about like
you mean actual grapes?
Yeah, grapes, like red or green.
Yeah, we wash the grapes.
Yeah,
we wash the grapes.
But here's the thing about it is that we have like this strainer that you put the grapes in.
A colander?
And you put the, you run water over them, right? And then you leave them, it like sits in your sink. It kind of hangs off the edges.
Yeah.
The grapes are gone within 90 minutes in our house. The kids devour them. If we don't put them away and like hide them, grapes don't last in our house. But yes, we wash them every
time. Gator, you just raw dog?
Typically, I don't buy grapes out all that often. So when I do, yeah, I just, you know, pluck them right off the vine there.
No,
I don't care.
I definitely wash them.
And I sound disgusting, and I apologize for that.
You're okay. You got to live with yourself.
Yeah.
Doug, do you wash strawberries in your household?
Yep. I think we wash every
piece of produce. No, I soak them in vinegar for like 10 minutes.
Why
and
is
then
that?
I rinse them again. I'm supposed to clean them even better.
Seriously. Yeah, when I see some of those social media videos,
everything you
better do it this way, otherwise you're eating live
next
worms.
Thing you know, here comes a 10-foot snake out of your raspberry. Yeah.
Right? What?
It's an exaggeration of the little worm that comes out.
All right, there you go.
10-foot. Jesus, come on.
We haven't talked about our Tigers very much today.
Oh,
you want to do one more?
I'd like to do another one.
Okay, let's do one more then.
Don't act disappointed.
It's got to be quick. Well, it's got to be quick. Who gets yelled at when we're late for breaks? Is it you? No. And so it's usually your fault. But go ahead. Let's go.
Make it quick, Hang.
All right. How many bumper stickers should be allowed in people's cars?
Zero.
I got two.
I'll go one.
You don't let any, Gator? Zero?
No. Well, I lease cars, so I would never put a bumper sticker on the car.
Yeah, I go one. But beyond that, yeah.
I think they're tacky as hell. I'll just be adamant about this. No, there's zero. Stop doing it, you tacky bastards.
By the way, we did the thing about the Red Wing. If you get the Red Wing winged wheel at the wrong angle, you that is a big part. If you don't put the Red Wing winged wheel at the correct
angle,
you don't
deserve to drive.
Yesterday, I saw a Spartan Head logo at a weird angle. It was like tilted wrong.
It looked like Sparty was enjoying himself.
No, it looked like
he was ready to vomit.
It was just that, you know, the helmet was kind of tilted back. It looked like it was looking at the sky. And I'm like, come on, man. Little effort over here. What are we doing? But one is the answer. All right, there it is, the big old tub of pretzels. Send your questions now to Kang at 248-539-9797 via the ticket text, and we will perhaps use them in the future. We have not talked about the Tigers. Last night's game was the example of what you don't want to do, and they're capable of doing it every once in a while. We'll get to that next. More NFL football talk as roster news becomes available. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour here on 97.1 The Ticket.
It's a bad bite. bad bite. And Doug's looking at salad, so I apologize.
We got a break?
Honey, yeah, we're back.
And we're back!
Sorry, I'm new here.
That's right. Yeah, you walked out. I'm like, where'd Stoney go?
All right, so we said we get to the Tigers. We barely talked about them. Last night's game was a sloppy mess, okay? If you look at the Tigers, what we know about this team here as we head into September is that they are not the best roster in baseball. They are not chock full of superstars. They're not a dominant team. But here's what they are. They are a team of specialists. They got guys who can hit righties. They got guys who can hit lefties. They got guys who can get righties and lefties out. They usually field the ball, and they almost always make smart plays, and they run the bases really well. And when you break it down in the most simplest of terms, our Detroit Tigers, when you look at the biggest aspects of the game, pitching, hitting, and offense, and defense, fielding the ball. And those three aspects of the game, you triangulate them, and you are basically better than your opponent in two of the three on most nights, and guess what? You're 20 games over 500. If you're better than your opponent in two of the three aspects, your pitchers, your fielders, and your hitting and base running, if you're better than your opponent in two of those three, you're going to win a lot of games. And they've kind of crafted out this way to win games, and it's been awesome. Last night, they didn't pitch it, and they didn't field it. And when that happens, you get this kind of result.
Yeah, they did a horrible job fielding the baseball yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They were charged with two errors, and it felt like there could have been four or five in the game. They just weren't charged with all of them. And it went both ways. It was an amazingly bad decision. I think Butler was the hitter who popped it straight up in the air. Was it the ninth inning that he did that? Straight up in the air, and Colt Keith is coming in on it. It's just in fair territory between the third base and home plate. And he just dropped it, flat out dropped it. The second time he dropped the ball in the game, it was picked up. It couldn't have been the ninth inning. Picked up by Melton. Melton mm-hmm. threw it over to second base for the first out, and they threw it over to second base for the first out and got the double play at first base because Butler was so upset with himself, only took two steps towards first base, then started to take a couple steps towards the dugout because he figured, oh, this is a pop-up, I'm out. And then when he realized, oh, wait a minute, Colt Keith just dropped it, I better start running to first base, and he got doubled up, which is highly embarrassing. But it never should. I mean, it worked out in the Tigers' favor in that situation, yet the Tigers just couldn't get out of their own way.
Did you see how that read in the box score or the game description?
I don't know. How would it have read? Was it double play?
Butler grounded into double play, pitcher to shortstop to first.
I mean, technically, I guess it hits the ground in the infield. It's a grounded to double play, but yep. Crazy bad situation there. And then the 10th inning, the bottom of the 10th inning was just awful. You know, runner at second base and a base hit to left field, and Riley Green fields the ball and decides to come home with
it. It's a bad throw or throw to the wrong base.
It's a throw to the wrong. I mean,
it's not the smart play. Like what we talk about is how, you know, the things that they do on that triangle, they're better two out of three. But part of being a good defensive team is being a smart defensive team.
Yeah. So it wasn't able to work out for them last night.
They have probably, and I'm sorry to interrupt, I apologize, but how many times have they gotten the extra 90? They get the extra 90 better than everybody. But if you look at the net, how many times have they given up the extra 90? That was an example of them giving up a critical extra 90 feet, a runner, then the winning run gets on second base and completely changes the tenor of that.
Well, and it happened again. I had a base running error last night. Wenzel Perez, getting ready to go to third base, decides, oh, I better not do that. Almost gets thrown out at second base, trying to get back to second base when the right move was, keep going to third base. You would have been safe. But I think he had been snake bit because the previous game, he got picked off at third base and probably didn't feel good about that and wants to play a little conservatively. And that's not who the Tigers are.
No.
It's so I'm not terribly upset. It was a bad way to finish the night. It's three games in a row they've lost. That doesn't look good, but they didn't lose any ground on Toronto. In fact, there's still a game up. think it was Toronto lost last night to Minnesota, I believe.
Yeah, so. I'm not like worried about them. It's just that's not the formula. It's not even close to the formula, and they were out of character last night.
But there was one thing that came out of that game that I think is going to be something that gets discussed more for the rest of the season than I thought it was. I thought there was going to be it was done and we're going to live with it. But because I saw what I saw, it's hard to ignore it. And that is watching Troy Melton go out there and pitch well again out of the bullpen. But we've seen him as a starter and he looked awfully good as a starter. Last night comes out of the bullpen again, goes three innings, gives up just one hit, no runs. And you can't help but think, does he belong in a bullpen or does he belong in the rotation? And I understand that there's going to be concerns about innings pitched, and that's why I'd really love to hear a definitive word from A.J. Hinch. Like, do they not – are we at a point now where they just don't – they shouldn't care? Like, hey, I get it. He's going to pitch more innings than he did all last year. So what? He's young. You expect him to be able to do something. Do you need to – I mean, maybe you don't pitch him every 5 days as a rotational guy, but – he's so good for this team, you got to think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you know who the starting pitchers are going to be when they get to the postseason. Troy Melton is absolutely should be in play, and yeah, they should push it if they get into October and he's their best option. I think they're rationing him so they have that opportunity. I think that's all this is.
Might be.
Is, you know, we're just going to use him out of the bullpen, and if the opportunity presents itself, we're going to pitch him, and as they should.
Now, the other thing I think we have to take into consideration with the Athletics, it's a good hitting baseball team. They got a lot of power in that lineup. Mm-hmm. They got guys that are playing really well right now. They may not have the pitching staff that they had prior to the deadline, and it's a work in progress there. But offensively, it's a very good baseball team. Tigers need to go out and win the game tonight. Let's stop this losing skid at three games, continue on the correct arc as we move forward. And the other good news, Parker Meadows is going to, I think tonight he's going to make his return to the minors at Toledo. A.J. Hinch gave him they just said it was in great shape yesterday, did the full speed running, and they really liked what he did.
I'm going to hang on to my Tigers got to win this game card. I'm not gonna play it today because their leads are comfortable.
Yeah,
and I think they're gonna be more important games coming up. But I'm not gonna play that card yet. But you know, that was what they did at the beginning of the year. They killed losing streaks early, and they always responded with a bigger winning streak. And so, if they're back to their, they had 3-game losing streaks in the first half of the season, and that was it. That was the max. So it will be on brand for first half Tigers to go win this game tonight. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback. More waiver updates in the NFL as rosters are starting to come into shape. Still no word yet on what Brad Holmes is planning on doing with those three extra roster spots. It'll be interesting, and chances are it's going to be smart. But when there is breaking news, we'll pass along to you. Keep it locked in. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug Karsh for Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights, and they're coming in hot with summer send-off savings. Right now, lease the new 2026 model year Equinox LT for just $359 per month for 36 months with zero money down. $359. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights, 877-SAY-SARAH, saysarah.com. Together, let's drive with GM Employee Discount Finance through Ally Financial, 10,000 miles per year, plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends September 2nd.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.